Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This hour is being brought to you by CarX Hire and Auto, online at CarX.com. Ray, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
Russ Dorsey, a.k.a. Jerry Russ, is going to be on the show. To me, wins are a premium right now for the White Sox. So my personal opinion is I want to see the winning lineup in the back half of a doubleheader. But I also understand that guys need their maintenance and their rest. So I'm trying to figure out what the White Sox should do.
Here's my question for you. Like, I feel sometimes watching the White Sox that sometimes it feels like TLR gives a game away or gives a series away. Where it's like, all right, we took 2 of 3 Sunday lineup, or we won the first game of the doubleheader. Maybe we can buy a game not having TA in there or Luis Robert in there. Like, do you feel that way? I know
Yes. You
as a White Sox fan and watching, do you feel that too? Because that's how I feel.
Yeah, and there's a part of me that's like, in theory, yeah. I understand the concept of I want to make sure that my guys are fresh. Like, this has been a theme with the White Sox. Maybe if that was your plan going into the season, that you might have to change that because of how the first 36 games have gone.
Make me a bicycle clown!
College football is back. It's great! Face drop! Welcome in. My name is Lawrence Holmes, and I'm here with you until 2 o'clock. This is one of those days where it's great to be a sports talk show host because we can delve into the ridiculousness of it. I mean, sure, I'm angry about the White Sox yesterday, but this stuff with Saban and Jimbo Fisher and Deion Sanders has taken my thoughts away from that, and that's probably a good thing. So when we come back, for those of you in there, a bunch of people were like, wait, what's going on? What's happening? On the text line, I'm going to share with you some of the things that are happening in college football. Also, have some thoughts on the White Sox as they get ready to play a rubber game match with the Kansas City Royals this afternoon. Yeah. Now, all of a sudden, the Royals could win this series before you head off to go play the best team in baseball. Not great. We'll talk about all of that next here on The Score.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Roll damn tide, baby.
Coming up on the show today, we're going to talk with Joe Ostrowski, a.k.a. Joe Pucks Ostrowski. Ask him about the NHL playoffs, believe it or not. We are also going to talk with Jason Leisure, who's been covering the Bears minicamp, and we are going to talk with Sean Hyken about the Bulls in the NBA. before I talk a little bit of White Sox, the thing that's been driving content over the last hour and a half or so is this war of words between Alabama head coach Nick Saban and Texas A&M coach Jimbo Fisher. Here's how it started. Nick Saban was talking. He does these like fireside chats with boosters and whatnot. And he had this to say about NIL and Texas A&M doing a better job of recruiting.
You've read about them. You know who they are. I mean, we were second in recruiting last year. A&M was first. A&M bought every player on their team, made a deal for name, image, and likeness. All right, we didn't buy one player. All right, but I don't know if we're going to be able to sustain that in the future because more and more people are doing it.
You know what, Ray? Load that up again. There's an audible gasp when he makes the accusation. Play it again.
You've read about them. You know who they are. I mean, we were second in recruiting last year. A&M was first. A&M bought every player on their team, made a deal for name, image, and likeness. All right, we didn't buy one player. All right, but I don't know if we're going to be able to sustain that in the future because more and more people are doing it.
So he also made mention of Jackson State and talked about one of the players at Jackson State getting $1 million for name, image, and likeness. Nick Saban is the highest paid coach in college football. I mean, he's got a contract rider that allows for him to always be in the top five in college football coaching circles, okay? As you can imagine, if one were to make an accusation about you that you felt was unjust, you would probably clap back. Jimbo Fisher called a 10 a.m. press conference this morning and spent 20 minutes clapping back. Here's the best of it.
First of all, I'll say it's a shame that we have to do this. It's really despicable. It's despicable that somebody can say things about somebody and an organ. More importantly, 17-year-old kids. You're taking shots at 17-year-old kids and their families. That they broke state laws. That they're all money. We bought every player on this group. We never bought anybody. No rules were broken. Nothing was done wrong. It was all in the way we do things, the ethics in which we do things. And these families, it's despicable that a reputable head coach could come out and say this when he doesn't get his way or things don't go his way. The narcissist in him doesn't allow those things to happen, and it's ridiculous. But when he's not on top, and the parity in college football he's been talking about, go talk to coaches who coach for him. You'll find out all the parity. Go dig into wherever he's been. You can find out anything. And it's a shame that you got to sit here and defend 17-year-old kids and families and Texas A&M. Because we do things right, we're always going to do things right. But we're always going to be here. Listen, I'm going to tell you one thing. You can call me anything you want to call me. You ain't calling me a cheat. I don't cheat and I don't lie. So I learned that when I was a kid. If you did, the old man slapped you side of the head. Maybe somebody should have slapped him.
What did the five fingers say to the face?
What?
Slap!
How would Jimbo feel if I called him racist or misogynist? I can call him any of those things, right? But I can't call him a cheater and a liar. Look, any of these guys talking about this in the we do things the right way, like if that's what you're going for, I'm not here for that. I am here for, I think that Jimbo raises a lot of good points. Whether it's Nick Saban or Dabo Swinney or Jim Harbaugh or Jimbo Fisher, there is a difference in the power distribution now. And players have got more power. They've got more say. And that is threatening for men that have been able to lord their power over these same young men for decades. And they're having a really hard time adjusting to it. And now they're lashing out at each other. But this to me is super old school. This is, they cheating. No, they cheating. It's hilarious. Hilarious. And I'm glad that it's back because it makes college football more fun. Pound Bama and the points. October 8th, Texas A&M coming to T-Town. Jimbo said they ain't friends no more. He ain't taking Nick Saban's calls no more. if people want to know why the SEC gets prominent placement, it's because of this type of stuff. You're not going to see this in the Pac-12 or the ACC, and maybe barely in the Big Ten. I'm sure that Brian Kelly is looking around right now being like, what did I get myself into? You know what you got yourself into? $95 million. That's what you got yourself into. Texas and Oklahoma must be looking at each other going, why did we going over there? It's crazy over there. To me, it's hilarious. Hilarious. When I got time, I'll do a more serious version of this topic because there is a lot to really dig into from a serious standpoint, but the spectacle of it was hysterical to me. Something that wasn't hysterical to me was what happened to the White Sox last night. It wasn't fun. Ray, share it with the people.
It's time for the White Sox Minute.
Tim crushes this ball. He throws the bat. The ball goes flying. It is gone.
We're going to be South Side regardless.
South Slider.
Hi, Mom!
Go Sox, babe.
The White Sox Minute on the Lawrence Holmes Show.
Game number 4 from Kansas City, and the ace is back. Lucas Giolito, the opening day starter for the Sox, off the injured list. Will get through, and it is the first run of the ball game. Garcia, first pitch swing. It is 1-0 Sox. Center field down for a hit, and with that stolen base, Kansas City will tie the game. RBI single for Merrifield, and the Royals create a run here in the second. High in the air, left center field. Robert can only look up. That's way out of here for Bobby Witt Jr. And the Royals have retaken the lead just like that. 0-1. In the air to right, that's a base hit. It was a curveball, and Tim deposits it in right for a 2-2 tie. Right side. Engel can't make the catch. It gets behind him, and Kansas City starts the carousel. One run is home, and it's a stop sign at third for Rivera. Abreu over at first, and this ball is smashed to left center field. Robert is back at the wall. It's out of here. Melendez hits a two-run home run. Kansas City wins and forces a rubber match in Game 5 tomorrow.
Highlights courtesy of NBC Sports Chicago. Yeah, they force a game where the Royals could actually end up winning this series. T.A. was great yesterday. He was spectacular. 3-for-5 with an RBI. Great defense by him. The defense ended up failing the White Sox at the end of the game, as you heard there with the Adam Engel choice that he made. And now White Sox are back under 500 at 18-19. I'm going to talk with Joe Ostrowski about that, college football foolishness, and how he's become the biggest advocate for playoff hockey. Joe Pucks joins me next here on The Score.
Joe Ostrowski, host of BetQL Daily.
When early odds is on the air on Saturdays, there are a lot of people that tune out. They don't want to hear sports betting. But when you really break it down, it's just sports talk.
The best gambling analyst in the country. Want to bet?
Jordan with the mic. Want
to
gamble?
When I reach out to people that have models or some odds makers, what maybe once upon a time it was 3 points for home field, right now, and most people aren't aware of this, it's 1.5 to 2 points.
Joe Ostrowski on the Lawrence Holmes Show, right damn now.
Our segment with Joe is being brought to you by PointsBet. You should check out Joe on BetQL Daily. Him and Joe G and Aaron, they do a lot of good work on that show. It's really funny. I spend usually about a half an hour every morning listening to my guy do his thing. He joins me on the Circuit Resort and Casino Hotline. Circuit Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Joe, thanks for joining me.
Hi, Lawrence. Let's do that hockey.
Let's do that hockey, Joe Pucks! That's right.
It's got to be funny. I just can't imagine some of the reactions that you have in the morning. I'm just sitting here in the basement doing my show, doing my thing, and you're like, this guy's out here talking sports radio, and he's the one trying to shoehorn in some hockey talk every morning. It's quite strange.
Yeah.
Quite
so,
the turn.
So let me just paint a picture for people.
Let's do that hockey.
Well, in a second, we're going to do that hockey. When I used to do the nighttime show here at The Score, Joe was my producer for the bulk of the time there. He's great at it. And one of the things he would always be like is, we're not talking any damn hockey. That was the edict from my EP. We ain't talking no hockey. Don't bring no hockey to this show. There's other stuff that we can do. You can talk about Bears whenever you want, and people want to talk about Bears. Now let's fast forward a decade.
Talk to Dustin Bufflin about something but hockey.
Exactly. Hockey, not hockey, is what we would try to do. A decade later, Joe is the premier sports betting guy. And now he has drifted into the dark arts of betting on hockey. And hearing the joy in his voice on BetQL Daily when he's talking about how much he's enjoying the Stanley Cup playoffs this year, the turnaround is amazing. So, sir, why are you enjoying the Stanley Cup playoffs so much?
But hey, well, here, saying hockey, let's do that hockey.
I say it. I don't think they say it. I say it. You say it. Here's the thing. I'm not sitting here breaking down the third line, you know, stuff like that. I just find, from a sports betting perspective, I find it fascinating what has happened in the playoffs on many different levels. Let's start with the NBA, though. NBA playoffs have sucked.
They've been terrible.
They've been terrible. So that's the first thing. What's the other option going on right now? Okay, we've got this league, and it's kind of tiered out. You've got the Avalanche on a tier all by themselves. They're the heavy favorite. They've disappointed in the past, and they're the heavy favorite once again. People are saying, do you take the Avs or you take the field? That's how good they are. Then there's this next tier, 2 through 5. How do you separate them? I don't know. Their cup odds are all about the same. Pick a different hockey analyst, and they're going to tell you to pick another team. Some love Calgary. Some love the Hurricanes.
Some still gotta love Tampa Bay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Third straight cup. Can they get that done? A lot of fascinating stories there. And then you also have the long shots, like St. Louis, because they're going up against Colorado. Or the New York Rangers. They have arguably the best goalie in the world, but they're down in their series. Maybe they can get Igor standing on his head throughout, and they could have a shot. I think that's interesting. Early on, you always hear in the playoffs, oh, there's no scoring. Everything's so tight. All these unders. That wasn't the case. It was all overs early on, until we hit the weekend. These things always take a turn, no matter what sport you're talking about, and it feels like it's taken that turn. So we had a bunch of game sevens over the weekend, and a bunch of unders hit, and that's carried over into the second round at the start here. And then last night happened with Calgary scoring 9 times against Edmonton. They had 3 unanswered goals a couple of different times in that game. And Oilers actually fought back to score 4 in a row. It was 6-6 early in the third period. I mean, sports Twitter was going crazy about a second round hockey game. So that's how I answer your question. It's so much more interesting. And just how the totals have come in, the scoring that we're seeing, and the NBA's been terrible. Lawrence, last 12 games of the NBA playoffs have been decided by an average of 22.2 points per game.
Wow.
All blowouts. It's not fun.
It's not fun. And I'll just add this in. Calgary's ice always looks amazing. Like when the Blackhawks would play Calgary, you're like, wow, that looks like, I don't know if it's the lighting or they just have a better sheet of ice than anyone else, but it looks amazing, and it looked amazing last night. So let me ask you kind of the big question about hockey then. With the confluence of the eruption of sports betting and them getting back on ESPN and having an exciting postseason so far, do you think that there's going to be growth of fandom and viewership for hockey over the next 2 or 3 years?
We've already seen it in year one of this ESPN deal. You can find the games. Now, they have work to do with their pregame and their postgame that they're trying to be fun with, but okay, people don't really tune in for that. They tune in for the games. Listen, man, you turn on ESPN, they're leading with hockey. So, did you ever think you'd see that?
No, because I thought that the hockey wouldn't be able to get out of their horrible deal that they had to figure out a way to get back on ESPN. And I've often wondered, does ESPN have enough power to grow a sport? And the answer for that is yes, when you look at their success with UFC. So I imagine that hockey looked at this as a chance, like, hey, we might be able to grow the sport. And then when you have the added bonus of sports betting exploding all over the country, there's a chance here for them to capture hearts and minds. It's going to be a long ramp up, but I think they're moving in the right direction.
Let me ask you, someone interested in sports betting, but it's not your world like it is mine. I'm covering it every single day. There is one other sport. Well, there's one sport I would say a cut above that has been helped by sports betting more than anything else. But there's a lot going on there. It's the pandemic as well. And it's the second major of the year going on right now. It's golf. Do you see that? Because I see it in sports betting, but I'm wondering, you know, from outside of the sports betting world, do you see that growth in golf the last 2 to 3 years?
Well, the thing with golf for me, which is interesting, is that there's a proxy war that's going on right now.
Ooh.
Like the fact that there could be a golf insurrection that happens is fascinating. Then Tiger's also back. I haven't stepped into the golf betting yet. I'm not comfortable that I know enough to get in there.
Yeah. And doesn't it seem more popular, though?
Yes. Yeah. I agree that I think it seems more popular, and so does the NHL. And I think that's great for people that have been sitting here and wondering, could that ever become more than a super regional sport? And could people learn to love the NHL versus just loving their team in the NHL? So this experiment that's going on right now is fascinating, and it's something that I want to keep watching. But I got to tell you, Joe, as I'm doing my walk down the Midway in Hyde Park today, I'm laughing at you because I'm like, look at Joe. Joe is out here breaking down hockey. I thought I would never, ever see the day where that's a thing.
Lauren, it's the over hit by 8.5 goals last night. We had 15 goals in an NHL playoff game last night. 15. The live line got up to 15.5.
Oh, see, that was the thing that I was watching last night. Yeah. Because there was a part of me that was like, you know what? I wanted to take that game on a ride where I bet Edmonton on the money line and then cashed out when it was 6-6. Like, that's what I was thinking I was going to do. That game was bananas last night.
Wild.
And adding that extra, like, juice, no pun intended, to it, I think makes it a lot of fun. Before I let you go, the White Sox, we've seen their number change on Fangraphs, where now the win total, their projected win total is in the 80s. Is that reflected in the betting lines on what the White Sox can be?
Yeah, their projected win total is also in the 80s. So, yeah, I know you were going to talk about that with the Fangraphs number. 84 wins right now for the White Sox, same as the Twins, but the White Sox in the betting market, still the favorite to win the division. PointsBet is on the high end, -135. You'd have to bet -134, I'm sorry. Bet 134 to win 100. The sports books that post updated win totals, they're a little bit higher than Fangraphs. I see 86.5 wins for the White Sox. But Lawrence, World Series number, when we started the season, we were around that 10-11-1 number. We're at 19-1.
Wow.
It's been there for the last couple of weeks. They are the ninth favorite. So the betting market is saying, okay, I don't have them as top five, top six. They're floating out a little bit, but they're close to teams like the San Diego Padres. That's how they're being viewed in the sports betting world. Still sitting back 3.5 games. It feels like they've been 3.5 games back since the season started.
Yeah, and it didn't help last night where you lose the game to the Royals. And now, like, it makes me so angry. And I heard you talking this morning on BetQL about this. they are getting killed. Because a game like last night, you lose that game, and now all of a sudden, in a series where you were hoping to take 4 out of 5, now you're just hoping to win the series. Mm-hmm. And I know that the odds are in favor of the White Sox going into this game because their pitcher has been better than what Kansas City's pitcher has been. But we all know that Vince Velasquez can throw a clunker. Ooh. We've seen it his whole career.
Yeah, if they don't score runs today, I mean, it's baseball. Sample of one. You don't want to overreact. But all this, and if you don't score runs today on that dude, come on. What's happening here? And we could talk all day about the easy division. Well, what does that matter? If you're not beating the Royals on a consistent basis, wasn't this last year too? They basically split, went 500 against them too?
Yeah, like right now they're what, 6-12 against the easy division, which in the case of the White Sox, not so damn easy anymore, is it?
Mm-mm. No. But the Buxton news is fascinating because as of yesterday when I checked, he was still the fifth favorite for the AL MVP. Correa made his return yesterday, but they have a 100-game plan now? This is what they're going to do? They're going to bench him one out of every three games. It's like every Sox, what else do you need? You just have to get it done on the field.
And they are not doing that. Joe, no. As always, I appreciate the time and the information. You guys do a great job on BetQL Daily. I love that show. It's awesome. And I love Joe Pucks now being a character on the show. I will talk to you next week, sir.
Thank you, Lawrence. Roll Damn Tide, -16.5, October 8th against Texas A&M.
Let's go. Let's go. Saban's definitely going to run it up. It's going to be fantastic. That is Joe Ostrowski. Check him out on BetQL Daily and on Early Odds. He's great. I love that he's Mr. Hockey now. That's awesome. We're going to take a break. When we come back, the Bears have mini camps going on. I'm going to talk with Jason Leisure about that next here on The Score.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.